It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, humans have been using bamboo as a building material seemingly since they first encountered the plant, but very little research has been done into the mechanical properties of the material, and there are even fewer construction standards. The University of Pittsburgh Swanson School of Engineering is teaming up with a school in Puerto Rico to do the research needed to set those standards. The work is supported by a $300,000 National Science Foundation grant. Pitt researcher Kent Harries says the tube-like stalks are naturally good building materials, but only recently have engineers begun to look at the reasons why. Harries says in many areas of the world, especially within developing countries, traditional building materials such as timber, concrete, and steel are too expensive or unavailable for everyday use. Chinese authorities are taking a tougher stand against foreign hackers threatening the country's infrastructure. According to the Xinhua News Agency, a new cybersecurity law has been submitted for its third and final reading in China's legislature. The draft would allow police and other agencies to freeze assets and apply, quote, other necessary punishment against foreign hackers, while also requiring expanded security measures for industries, including public communications, energy, and finance. Cybersecurity has been a top source of friction between China and the United States. Both sides say they suffer hacking attacks originating from the other. This week, the Tech Report gets crafty to the nth degree. When you think about a multi-tool, you might think about a kitchen gadget or a Swiss Army knife. But when Joel Johnson thinks about a multi-tool, he thinks about a device he calls Boxy, which can be a 3D printer, a laser cutter engraver, and a milling machine.
Boxy itself is a machine that kind of can build anything anywhere out of almost anything.
3 years ago, Joel Johnson was thinking about getting out of contracting for a, quote, more rewarding career. But he wasn't sure what he wanted to do. While talking about it with his brother Justin, they decided when it came to three-dimensional production tools, there was a gap between the stuff a weekend crafter would use and the machines a manufacturer would use.
It is a machine that's a universal CNC platform, and you add little cylinders into it, and the cylinders transform that machine into a different kind of making capacity.
Boxy can cut just about anything, from cardboard to titanium, but who needs one?
I would say everyone, but that's a very broad market. The specific kinds of people that we're reaching out to are small businesses who want to do their own manufacturing and people who are developing technology and who need to iterate quickly.
Johnson says it's also perfect for companies like architecture firms that need to build models and people who want to start a small business but can't afford large manufacturing equipment.
We want Boxy to be the tool that they use to scale their company. So whereas they don't have any demand yet, they're just thinking about building their product, they'd buy one Boxy, they'd start producing some goods, selling them, testing the market, and as they got more demand, they just would build up modularly using Boxys.
The machine with all three cylinders comes with a price tag of just under $4,000. It can create a product up to 6.5 inches cubed, but it can work on larger pieces of material because its sides are mostly open.
You can make everything from watch gears to car parts, or you can make something that has never been seen before. In that way, the only limitation to Boxy and what you can make on Boxy is your imagination.
The company is renting space in a renovated warehouse in Homewood where it's assembling the machines. Johnson says about half of the parts are sourced locally. Right now, the shelves are a bit bare in the workspace, but the company, which has never taken any venture capital money, has just secured a $500,000 loan from the Enterprise Bank in Ellison Park that will be used to purchase new parts. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.